Hello and welcome back. My name is Rabbi Avi Heller, and together we are learning Masechet Moed Katan. We find ourselves at the bottom of Daf Chavchet Amud Aleph, that's 28a. And we are 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18, 19 lines up from the bottom, the last word on the line. This series of recordings is a joint project of OU Torah, the OU Department of Synagogue Services, and the Daf HaShavua Foundation. Our recording today is, as has been our topic for some time, on the topic of death. And here we tell a number of stories related to interactions with the Malach HaMavet, the angel of death. So the first story we were speaking about, the first two stories actually are about Rava, who we were speaking about at the end of our previous recording. So Rav Seorim, Achua de Rava, Rava's brother, Hava Yativ Kami de Rava, he was sitting in front of Rava, and apparently Rava was ill, or he was either ill or very elderly. Chazia dahava ka menamnim, and he saw that he was menamnim. Usually menamnim means that a person is drowsing, they're dropping off into sleep. But here, the way Rashi understands it, and it seems like it from the story, is that he was dying. He was losing consciousness, and he was going to pass into death. Amarle, as he was slipping closer to death, Rava said to his brother, Lema lemar, Delo Litzaron, tell the man not to hurt me, not to make it painful. So what he was basically telling, he was telling his brother to tell the Malach HaMavet not to make his death painful. Amar Le, so his brother said to him, Mar Lav Shoshvinehu, aren't you a companion of the angel of death? And there are other stories in the Gemara about some of the sages having interactions with the angel of death, and Rava was one of them. So he said, he's in your Rolodex. You know him. Why don't you tell him? Amarle, so he said back to him, Kevan de Imsar Mazala Lo Ashkach Be. Once I was on his client list, in other words, once he had me in his sights. So the language is a little unclear, and I want to get into it. But once my fate was put in his hands, let's say, lo ashkachbi, he doesn't talk to me anymore. Now I'm just his target, not his companion. So that was his answer. So Amar Le, his brother said to him, litchaze limar. He makes a very strange request. He says, after you die, come appear to me, come back to me. Presumably in a dream. So he had a question he wanted to ask him after his death. So after he died, itchazile, he appeared to his brother on Marle, and this is the question he wanted to know. Havile lamar tsara, was it painful when you died? On Marle, and he said to him in this dream or in this apparition, he said to him, ki ribda de kusilta, it hurt me like the prick of a pin, or like an injection of a pin, meaning a small amount of pain, but nothing very serious. That's the story. Now, that was the story of Rava's death. Interestingly, we now go backwards and tell a story in which Rava was with someone else who passed away. Rava hava yativ kamiz Rav Nachman. He was sitting in front of Rav Nachman. Chazia de kamenam name. He saw that he was slipping into death. And Rav Nachman said to him, Amar le, lema le mar delo letzaron, tell the angel of death not to hurt me, not to make it painful. Amar le, mar lava adam chashufu, aren't you, Rav Nachman, an important person? You tell him. Maybe it will mean more coming from you, you're chashuv. Amar le, man chashiv, man safin, man rakia. Who is important, who is worthy, and who is lofty? Meaning, when it comes to the angel of death, he doesn't care how important or chashev you are. So he says to him, Amar le, itchazi limar, appear to me after your death. Itchazi le, he appeared to him. Amar le, havi le lamar tzara, was it painful to you? Amar le, kim mishchal benita mechelba, it was like drawing a hair out of milk. And many people interpret this as an extremely smooth operation. It slides out very easily with no friction, and people associate this with the death of nishika, of the death of a kiss, because it's so smooth. So interestingly, that was Rav Nachman's experience to Rava. Perhaps Rava was hoping for such a smooth death himself, and he didn't get quite as smooth a death, not quite as smooth. He got a pinprick. So I don't know how that made him feel. So he says one other thing, though. Rav Nachman says one other thing to Rava. V'i amar li HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if the Holy One were to say to me, Zil bahahu homa kad havid, go back to the world. You can have another chance at life. Lo ba'ina, I wouldn't want it. Why? Dinefish biatute, because of my terror of him. meaning it wasn't the pain of dying that was difficult for him. He didn't have any pain of dying, but the dread and terror of knowing that the angel of death was coming to take you, that he said was so horrible he would never want to do it again. Okay, next story. Rabbi Elazar have a ka'achil truma. Rabbi Elazar was eating truma. Itchazile, and he saw the angel of death. Amar le, truma ka'achlina. I'm eating truma. V'lav kodesh ikre, and truma is holy, and if you take my soul now, you're going to pollute all the truma. So chalfale shata. He went away. The hour passed. He didn't die that day. I don't know how much longer he lived, but the angel of death accepted his excuse, or his, you know, trying not to be taken. And apparently a number of the rabbis were able to negotiate with the angel of death. That's what the next stories are going to say. Rav Sheshet, itchazeli b'shuka. He was walking in the marketplace and he saw the angel of death. Amar le, b'shuka ka behema. You're going to kill me in the marketplace as if I'm an animal? Ita l'gabi beta. Come to my house. And it's almost like you're telling it to a guy who wants to serve you with a subpoena. Don't do it in public. Come to my house. A similar story. Rav Ashi itchazeli b'shuka. Rav Ashi saw the angel of death in the marketplace. Amar le itrach or itre li tlatin yomin. He said to him, "Give me 30 days." He goes, "Let me negotiate with you. I need 30 days. Why? Ve'ahadre, and then come back to me." Ve'ahadre le talmudai. I need 30 days to chazer all my learning, to go over everything I've learned. Why? D'amritu ashrei mi shebalakan v'talmud biyado. Because we have a tradition that fortunate and happy is the one who comes to the next world with his learning with him. So I want to spend the last 30 days of my life reviewing all of my learning. So he gave him those 30 days. Biyom tlatin ata. He came on the 30th day. And then Rav Ashi says to Mamar Le, my kule hai, what's the big rush? He tried to negotiate for more time. But the angel of death said to him, Kadachka ragle debar natan. You are restricting bar natan. So bar natan Rav Ashi was the Nasi or the Av Beitan, I'm not sure which one. He was one of the heads of the Jewish community. And Bar Natan was his replacement. When Rav Ashi died, Bar Natan would take over. And he was saying, by living beyond your allotted time, you are preventing Bar Natan from taking over his proper role. Why? Ein Malchut, comparing the head, being the head of the exilarch of the community with being a king, one kingdom cannot nogat bechaverta, cannot impinge on another kingdom, afilo kimlo nima, even the amount of a hair. There can be no overlap. So Bar Natan cannot fulfill his destiny until you pass away from this world, so don't be selfish. So he didn't give him any more time, but he gave him 30 days. Rav Chista lo hava yachil le. Rav Chista, the angel of death, tried to apprehend him, and he failed. He was not able to get him. Why? D'lo have a shatik pume migirsa, because he never stopped learning. His mouth was never silent from reciting his teachings. So what we're learning from this is that on some level, if you're actively involved in a mitzvah or in learning of Torah, the angel of death cannot approach you. So here's what he did. Salik, he went away, and then Yativ Ba'arza Debe Rav, he sat in one of the trees, a cedar tree near the house of Rav, Paka Arza, and he split the tree, so it must have made some kind of a loud noise, Vishatak, and then Rav Chista stopped learning because of the noise, and he stopped for a moment, V'yachile, and then he kind of jumped on him and was able to apprehend him. Similar story, Rav Chia Lohava Matzi Lemikrovale, Rav Chia also, the angel of death, could not approach him. Yom Achad, one day, idamele ka'aniya, the angel of death made himself look like a poor person. I guess like other angels or servants of God, he can assume different disguises. Ata tarif ababa, he came and knocked on Rav Chia's door. Amar le, and he said, when they answered the door, afik li rifta, give me a loaf of bread. Afikule, they brought out a loaf of bread to him as they were generous in giving food to beggars. So then he said to him, Vilav kamirache mar aania. Isn't it nice, so to speak, how much rachmanis, how much mercy you have on the poor? Ahahu gavra amailo kamirache mar. Why don't you have mercy on the angel of death, mar, on this guy? like he presented, the angel of death presented himself as a poor servant of God who's trying to fulfill his thing. You're so generous to these other poor people, be generous to the poor angel of death. Galilei, and then he revealed himself. Achvile shuta denura, and the angel of death was not just some poor beggar on the step, but he was holding a fiery rod. So in the Jewish tradition, the angel of death does not hold a scythe. He holds a fiery rod. That's what it says here. Amtsilin and Afshi, and then he took his, and then he took his soul. So the angel of death sometimes had to resort to trickery to get the rabbis to pass away from this world. That takes us to the very bottom of 28a. We have actually just over one amud to go in order to finish the Masechta. We'll do that shortly. Have a wonderful day.